Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 3. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome back to this third podcast episode of Street Smart Wealth. I am Jackie Ulmer and I'm looking forward to sharing some more information with you to get you launched and successful out there in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. And today in this podcast, what we're going to be focusing on is how to choose the right company, the right product line, what to look for in a compensation plan, do you worry about ground floor or an established company, and we'll talk a little bit about choosing the right sponsor and upline. So we're going to cover all those things. We'll cover some facts that you should know going into it, and then I'm going to help you go through and write down some things to define your dream business and exactly what you're looking for. So with that, let's get into today's material and podcast. Selecting the right opportunity all the way around, including the right company, system, compensation plan, sponsor and upline, product and service, that's a really important part of the whole process. And we all certainly like to hope that we choose correctly, that we choose the right thing that's going to take us all the way through our career in network marketing. Now, I'm here to tell you that that doesn't always happen. Just like when you choose a job or you take on a job, very often the job that you start with is not the same company that you ultimately end up retiring with. And sometimes you even change careers along the way. And that's okay. There's some reasons to change companies and reasons not to. That's not really what this podcast is about. But I just want to assure you that wherever you are in the process, whether you're just looking, just getting started, or maybe you figured out that what you're doing really isn't the exact right fit for you and you're looking around, what I want to do is assure you, first of all, that that's not uncommon, just like selecting your career. It can be stressful. It can be, sometimes we get in for the wrong reasons. We get overhyped by somebody. We see something. We don't understand everything that's going to go into it to make us the things that we're going to have to do to make that particular business successful. Sometimes companies fold and go away. They merge. They change product lines. They change compensation plans. Things do happen. So I want to really lay out for you some things to keep in mind as you're selecting the right opportunity, or perhaps even as you're moving down the path of looking at what you feel you want to move on to if you're looking at changing opportunities. So let's start first talking a little bit about some questions that you may want to ask yourself initially. You want to make sure that your primary focus isn't about selecting the best of anything. The best product, the best pay plan, the best this, that, everything else, the best celebrity endorsement. Because I'm here to tell you, you're never going to find it. It doesn't exist, no matter what anyone tells you. You can ultimately find those things that are a solid fit for you. But there will come times when you look at something else, it may seem a little better, whatever. There's no best out there. Do the best that you can to select what's going to work for you, but then move on and be happy and start building. So here's some questions to ask yourself initially. Are you looking for a specific type product line? Is there something that you're passionate about that interests you that you know you want to market? What can you get passionate talking about day after day besides just money? What's important to you in a team and a sponsor? What would be the time commitment that you're going to be willing and need to make on a daily, monthly, and weekly basis? What's going to be required from you on a monthly basis to earn an income? And does it change as you promote up the ladder? See, because building a network marketing business is a voluntary choice, you want to be sure all the pieces are a fit for you. And as I said, there's no such thing as a best or a perfect fit, but get as close as you can. Find what's going to be best for you, and remember that what's best for one person is not best for all of us. So you want to write down a list of criteria for the company that you choose, and you'll want it to encompass all the areas that I mentioned: company story, management, uniqueness, compensation plan, sponsor and system, and product. You know, these areas are going to get you started. Then you can begin to narrow it down and choose wisely. So let's start with your choice of companies. There's an age-old battle that exists in network marketing about which is more desirable: older established company versus ground floor startup business. Well, having been in this profession for about 2 decades, I've watched many companies closely. What you want to do is decide what your own risk tolerance is before you jump in. Being on the ground floor of a company that succeeds is very exciting and can reward you richly. Being on the ground floor of a company that does not succeed, however, can be devastating. It can trash your reputation or make you feel like it does, and it can really leave you feeling hung out to dry. Now, seasoned established companies have the benefit of having a proven track record. Startup challenges have been worked out of the system, and there are checks and balances in place. These companies typically are established in the marketing arena too, meaning that marketing pieces, brochures, product information, public presentations, webinars, DVDs, all that type of stuff are often polished and professional. If the company has passed the 18-month mark, that's a good thing. If the company has been in business for more than 3 years, that's even better. And if it's celebrated its 5-year birthday, pretty much you can breathe easily. Now, there's something exciting about the thought of being at the very top of a new startup company, and there will always be those new companies that will make it. The problem is that there's just no way to know. So you must be willing to gamble your time, energy, money, and reputation on the odds of it surviving. It's not easy, and it's getting even more and more difficult for new companies to survive in the network marketing arena. We're in the time of a down economy, and there are hundreds and thousands of companies out there these days, and so you want to be really careful. So whatever you do, research the company that you're evaluating carefully. Check out the management team. Who are they? What are their credentials? Do they have a history in network marketing? If so, with what companies? What is the current status of those previous companies? What is their previous experience beyond network marketing? What kind of financial backing does the company have, new or old? You can't always find that information, but sometimes you can. Where's the company headquartered? What can you find out about them as an entity? Now, it may seem a little comical or extreme, especially if you're looking at, gosh, do they have a physical street address or is it just a P.O. box, things like that. Stranger things have happened. Thousands of unsuspecting would-be networkers have been swindled out of their hard-earned cash by slick talkers who promote a network marketing business but really aren't true legitimate network marketing organizations. A lot of them are scams, and unfortunately, they dirty the name of network marketing by using it wrongly. Now, I will tell you, for me, a strong criteria, having been involved in some companies that were not members of the Direct Selling Association, having a membership in the DSA or Direct Selling Association is something that personally is very important to me. You have to go through a very stringent 1-year trial period with them and pass a lot of rigid tests, and a lot of companies don't make it. But while it's no guarantee, if they do make it, that can be a great thing. What's the payment history been to the field? Are checks on time? Are they delayed? Are the checks accurate? What's the product buyback policy of the company? What's the mission of the company, and is it something that you can get behind? And what makes them different from their competitors? There's a lot of Me Too products out there, so you want to find out, do they have a special story, a unique product line, or some type of credible affiliation of some sort? And then once you've answered these satisfactory, then it's time to move on to the next step, and let's talk about the system. What type of system is in place to assist you in building your business? There's a lot of different things that are meant by the word system, so I'm going to cover a few of them for you. Is it a party plan type of program where you're expected to do home parties, meet particular quotas, that type thing? Get those questions answered. Does it fit into your lifestyle? How often and how many parties monthly? And what are those monthly quotas? And can you see yourself realistically being able to achieve those? Are there different ways to build the business and earn an income? Will you be forced into only one method? Does your upline have a launch plan in place for you and your business? What tools are in place to assist you? Are there weekly meetings, conference calls, videos, online presentations, webinars, that type thing? What are your potential upline leaders doing to assist you in growing your business? Are you required to retail a certain amount of volume each month, or is it based more on personal consumption? This kind of falls in line with the quota question. Does the group you'll be working with provide a thorough training program? The system that you'll use is important, and you have to be comfortable with what's going to be expected of you in terms of daily and weekly activities to grow your business. So make sure that you're very clear on this before you sign on the dotted line. It has to fit your personality type and your lifestyle. Now, you may have to be committed to make some changes to adapt, and if you're comfortable with that, that's okay. But ask some questions and then ask, you know, look deep within yourself and ask yourself, am I willing to do these things? It's one thing to get caught up in the excitement and what seems like a great opportunity. Just make sure it's going to fit into what fits for you, your lifestyle, and what you want to accomplish. Now let's talk about compensation. Make certain that you understand all aspects of the compensation plan, including any breakaways, monthly volume requirements, higher level volume requirements, personal sponsoring requirements, and that type thing. Will you be paid fully on each person you sponsor, or does part of it roll upline? Exactly how do those things work? Now, there, of course, your upline needs to get paid, but there are some programs where the first couple of people you sponsor, you don't get paid on, your upline does. As long as you know that going in and you're okay with it and you fully understand at what point you will begin earning and different things like that, that's okay. I'm not suggesting that's wrong, but you want to understand exactly how you're going to get paid, on who, at what point you start earning, and what's required to earn a different earn incomes on different levels of bonuses and that type thing. If you sponsor someone who comes in at your same level or purchases the same startup package, will you still earn on their volume? There are many types of compensation plans: unilevels, stair-step breakaway, matrix, binary, hybrids, one-ups. There are top-tier companies. There are other types of pay plans, so make sure that you understand what yours is called and, again, what's going to be expected of you in order to maximize that pay plan and benefit from it. Again, there's no best pay plan. The important thing is to find the one that works for you and fits your circumstances and the way you want to build your business. The bottom line is, be certain you're comfortable with the pay plan and you understand it completely. Don't be afraid to ask questions and make sure that you're thoroughly in the know. Compensation plans can be a challenge to understand and dissect. Don't worry about knowing how every little detail works. The little additional bonuses that are added in once you meet a higher level are nice, but you don't necessarily need to understand exactly how they work. Only concentrate on understanding how the primary ways that you're going to get paid work and when and if you ever lose a certain payout. Those are the type of items that you'll want to make sure that you understand clearly. What will you need to do on a consistent monthly basis to earn the income goal that you've set for yourself? Get very clear on that. Now let's talk about your sponsor and your upline, because this is truly an important part of the whole process. Your line of sponsorship in network marketing can truly make or break you. Now, it's important to note that you don't need a sponsor in order to go on to be successful, but it sure does help when you have someone that you're in alignment with. This is someone who you're going to share your successes and your failures with. This is the person that will train you, support you, work with you, meet and work with your team, represent you in many cases, and blaze the trail. If your sponsor is brand new to the business, then pay close attention to those people upline from your sponsor who've been in the business for a while. Again, their leadership and system is going to be the one that you're going to work within, at least until you develop some level of success on your own and you can begin to carve out some ways of doing the business that work for you. You don't want to do this from the beginning. You're not trying to reinvent the wheel by any means. So what's their experience? How long have they been with your company? What system do they use to build their business? How will they support you? How much time will they make available to you? What kind of commitment do they have they made to their own business? Are they working full-time in with a career and building a network marketing business? It's great. It's fine that they're doing those things. Just make sure you fully understand. What tools do they have in place for the team? Are they available to support those people you bring into the business? Now, this is a business, and you need to make a well-thought-out business decision when you get started. Get all of your emotion out of that decision. This is your future. The paradigms of this network marketing career choice that we have are changing. And as more and more professionals, CEOs, business owners, people straight out of college, and all of that type thing, as more of these people begin choosing network marketing as their career choice, the more important it becomes to make a wise business decision when evaluating every aspect of your potential business. Your ultimate success or failure is up to you and no one else. It's important to keep that in mind. And you can build a million-dollar empire without the support of your sponsor. So you don't want to make the mistake of holding your sponsor or upline responsible for your success. That's certainly up to you. But it sure is fun when you choose wisely from the beginning and build really a success dynasty. If you become unhappy with your sponsor, just keep going. Keep building your business. Don't waste a lot of time trying to change sponsors or any of that type thing. Company policies can be pretty strict regarding the change of sponsorship. So unless it's absolutely something that you cannot work around, move on and forget it. Build your business despite your sponsor. Let the challenge ahead of you empower you and go on to be the best sponsor that you can be. You make the decision to be the leader. In fact, why don't you set a goal to pass up your sponsor on your journey up the pay plan in your company? Most importantly, if you're in a situation where you do not like your sponsor, just let it go. Negative thoughts are going to do nothing but bring you down and stunt your own growth. Don't worry about the fact that your sponsor is getting paid on your efforts. You're getting paid too. Don't think about that. You may have had a boss in a career that you didn't like either. They certainly got paid on your efforts as well. Just empower yourself to continue on to greatness. In most companies outside of network marketing, just as I stated, someone's getting paid on your efforts as well. You may not like your boss, you may not like your sponsor, that's okay. Don't waste your time and energy or lessen your own integrity by complaining downline or crossline about your situation. Here's the thing, really, no one cares. Hold your head high and just get out there and do it anyway. You can do it, I promise you can. You are your own pillar of strength and you can do it by yourself. Find others upline from your sponsor with whom you can develop a working relationship. Finally, let's talk about the product or service that you're going to be representing. My advice in this area is to make certain that you choose something that you can get behind emotionally and get passionate about and believe in 100%. This is going to keep you going through thick and thin. This is going to allow you to talk freely about your products when you're with friends and in group settings. If possible, choose a company with a product line that is very mission-oriented and then get behind that mission. Internalize it. Ask yourself, would I tell others about this product or service even if I didn't earn a penny? If the answer is yes, you have a very viable product to represent and your heart's going to be in it. Your heart must be in it to be successful for the long run. After a while, just the money isn't enough to keep you going. There has to be more. I know because I've been there. If the answer is no, that it's not a company that you would tell others about if you didn't earn a cent, then reevaluate your commitment to this particular product line. If you aren't truly committed, it's very easy to get sidetracked and start watching too much television, get distracted by bright, shiny objects out there on the internet, and find other excuses when it's time to work your business. And again, I know because I've been there. I built a million-dollar business in my first company, but after a while, I went through a slowdown. I had no passion about the product I represented, and as time went by, my belief began to fade. My excitement and enthusiasm lessened. It just became another job and a means to an end. Yeah, the money was great, but the passion was gone, and it began to affect my ability to sponsor others, train, and lead them. I experienced that in a second company as well, only this time it was the company management. I realized that they didn't have my best interests at heart. I realized that they didn't really have what it was going to take to move the company forward, and I finally decided I didn't want my name behind it any longer. That money was amazing. I was making more in a month than I had ever made in a year. But you know what? I was too young to chase money, and I knew that I could do it again. So don't let this happen to you. Get excited and sold on something first, outside of just the money. Then you can become a natural and can express yourself and your conviction effortlessly. And when you operate in this mode, you attract people like you to you like a magnet. Now, things can change, and certainly, you know, hopefully you won't end up in the same situation I did where I fell out of love with my product and my company. But if it happens, it does. So choose wisely from the beginning as best you can. If you're having doubts and feel like you're only after the money to begin with, that's a big red flag that on down the road, you're probably going to run into challenges. So as a recap, you've got to make sure the company, the system, the compensation plan, the upline sponsorship, and the product line all fit with your values, your ethics, and what's important to you. Then you know that you have the makings of a multi-million-dollar business. You're going to develop your business presentation and the story that you're going to share with others around the hot button that you feel for the product, the company, or whatever it is that's moving you forward. What's exciting about the product to you? What is it about the product that's made a difference for you? What was your life like before you found this product? And what are you just busting at the seams to tell people about it? Then you want to go share that story tirelessly with others and watch your business grow and prosper. Now, there are some facts that you should know as you move along. Once you've selected those things, once you've picked your company and you've gotten started, here's some things I definitely want you to know and remember. Building a solid, successful organization and income takes time. It's called a 2 to 5 year plan for a reason. Know this going in and don't get discouraged when your first paycheck is not enough to allow you to quit your job. Rome was not built in a day, and neither is a strong, solid business of any kind. It is possible for the average person to make a well above average income. There's never been a better time to build a successful network marketing business. Network marketing has been written about favorably by major publications such as Forbes magazine, Fortune, Success, Fast Company, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal. We've been talked about and written about favorably by Warren Buffett, who actually owns a couple of network marketing companies, Donald Trump, Robert Kiyosaki, David Bach, the list goes on. Now, here's some other facts. Some people very close to you, including some of your friends and family, aren't going to join you and may not even support you in your business. Be prepared for this and know that you can still be wildly successful. Let go of any bad feelings you may harbor because of this. It's only going to slow you down, and you know what? You don't need them. They're not rejecting you. It's just not right for them. But here's the really positive side of that. Some people that tell you no in the beginning are eventually going to join you and build a strong business. You just have to be there when they're ready. Never burn any bridges and always be positive even when they say no. I promise some of them will partner with you later. I took 15 months to get started the first time, and thank goodness my sponsor didn't quit. Now, another thing to remember, making mistakes is just part of the learning process. The more mistakes you make, the more money you're going to make over time. Learn from those mistakes. Believe in yourself, believe in what we have here in network marketing, and you will be wildly successful. Now it's time to really decide what it is that you want in a dream business. We've talked about how to choose the right company, product line, upline and sponsor, system, compensation plan, and those type things. But you also want to decide, what do you want in your dream business? When you close your eyes and see yourself getting started today, when you look 2 years into the future, 5 years into the future, 10 years into the future, what does that dream business look like? What does your day look like? What does your business day look like? How much time do you spend in your business? And what are those business building activities that you do? What does your team look like? Where is it located? Do you have a business that just is in your local area? Do you have a business that spans the globe? Do you travel in your business? Think about all those things and write out what that dream business looks like. I know for me, that was a huge part of my criteria. I really wanted the ability to build a global business from my home using my internet and telephone. And that's really what I do today. I wanted to truly, in my mind when I closed my eyes, I wanted a business where the sun would never set on my income potential, because I would have a business that would span the globe so that someone somewhere in the world would be purchasing or using my products and services. And so literally, as the sun comes up and the sun goes down, it never would set on my ability to earn an income because it was a global type business. I want to be able to travel to work my business, but I want to be able to do that on my terms when I want. So you want to lay out some of those things for yourself. Close your eyes and imagine what your perfect business looks like. Does it span the globe? Is it something that you can run very internet-based? Or maybe you love getting out and getting into people's homes and building it that way. There's not a right or wrong. There's only what's the best fit for you. So write out that list of criteria and use that as you're choosing a company or moving on within the profession or whatever it is that you're doing. And the final thing that I want to mention to you is that if you're at the point where you're looking for an opportunity, you haven't decided on one yet, I would love the opportunity to explore those possibilities with you. You can always go to JackieAlmer.com and you'll find a link there that says Work with Jackie, Or you can also go to workwithjackie.com, which will take you into some very specifics about my business, tell you more about what I do, and then there's a form there that you can complete, and I would love to have a phone conversation with you. Don't worry, it's not going to be a sales job. That's not my style. I'm looking for people who want to work with me, who want to get involved in the business that I'm involved with, and who are ready to get started. I won't ever try to browbeat you or harass you or chase you down to get started in a company. So thanks so much for listening into this third in the podcasting series for Street Smart Wealth. Hopefully you've gotten some good ideas around choosing the right company, the right sponsor, system, compensation plan, and all those things that are going to work for you. And I definitely encourage you to spend some time writing out your dream business. What's your criteria for business? What's your dream day look like? The more that you can get into the heart of that, the easier it's going to be for you to choose the absolute right thing for you. So good luck in your journey, and I hope to hear more about your success. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.